You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
You are about to hear the most interesting, informative, thought-provoking, opinion-leading, and funny show in America, on air and on the World Wide Web. This is The Rob Carson Show.
Boy, that's a lot of pressure. I mean, I'm looking at the list of things that were just promised to you. That is a whole lot of pressure. It's not Rob Carson today. My name is Mike Opelka. I've been here before. I'm honored, thrilled, privileged to be back again. Did I say privilege and I'm white? Does that mean I just declared my white privilege? Possibly so. Maybe so. But anyway, I'm here. And Rob is not. He's on a little bit of a Rob break. Good for him. Everybody needs a break, brain break, recharge. Get everything you need done. Because I will tell you, the next 189 days and a handful of hours is going to be all hands on deck. That's right. We are 189 days and a handful of hours away from November 5th, the most important election in your lifetime, in my lifetime, maybe in the country's lifetime. Hyperbole, I don't think so. If you don't believe me, just listen to the Democrats. They're saying, oh, it's the last election. It's possibly the last election we're ever going to have, ever. Because if the orange man gets elected, he's going to have a dictatorship on day one, he told us. Only for one day. And it's just about drilling and closing the border, you bobos. But yes, 189 days and a few hours away from election day. And it's not like you just show up on election day these days. You have work to do between now and then. And I suggest you do something locally. I live in a blue state. And a lot of people say to me, why do you even bother? Why do you even bother telling people that, you know, you got to get out and vote? I really do want everybody to vote because I believe an engaged electorate, somebody who's actually going to vote either in person or by mail, they're going to have to do a little homework. They'll have to do just even the tiniest bit of research. And maybe they won't. Yes, there are a certain number of useful idiots of sheeple, I guess is the appropriate term, who will just walk in and jerk the lever, as it were, for one side or the other. But we are starting to see more people with independent thought in their choices at the ballot box. Ain't that great? Yes, it is. So just asking for you to get engaged. And in terms of which blue state does Mike live in? I live in Delaware. Not really my first choice in states, but yeah, I live in the first state in the union, Delaware, where 8.5 miles from me, as the drone flies, is the residence of Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., the North residence. Because he's got the North Palace, and then he's got the South Beach Palace, the biggest beach house in the state of Delaware, paid for with cash on a senator and vice president's salary. Oh, yeah, he did write a book. And let's not forget all of the help he got from Hunter and his business deals. There's new news, though, by the way. New news on the Biden family. And how some of their wealth was created. I'm using air quotes there with my fingers. Yes, they created wealth out of nothing. We still don't know what their business was. We really don't. You can't get a business license for grift. Because if the government required a business license for grifting, every Democrat would be angry about having to pay for a grifter's license, every single one, and a few on the right side, too. I understand. So how was your weekend? Mine was fantastic. I got out to play golf. I did a little radio. And I watched the White House Correspondents' Dinner. I know what you're thinking. Why would you waste your time watching that? Well, it's kind of important to know what the organized left is doing. And make no mistake about it, the majority of the people in that room are card-carrying Democrats who donate to the Democrat Party, who read their Democrat talking points every morning when they get up before they get ready to go on air or write their columns, whatever they're doing. And you want to know what they're doing. You want to know what they're up to. And there wasn't going to be an episode of Saturday Night Live to watch and mock because Colin Jost from the Weekend Update was hosting as the comedian in-house. And there was something really interesting that happened. And I'm going to actually give Colin Jost a passing grade. I'm going to give him a B+. And if you disagree or you want to engage on any of the topics we have here today, you're welcome to do that. You know the number, 800-922-6680, 800-922-6680. I give Jost a B+, because he went after both sides. That normally doesn't happen. Although I will tell you, in the last few months on Saturday Night Live, as we've watched the obvious mental decline of Joe Biden, as we've watched the cognitive decline of our president, as well as the physical decline, but that's age. You can't stop age. The cognitive thing, boy. But Colin Jost, who's been doing a little more fairness in the Weekend Update reports, actually went after Joe Biden in what I thought was a pretty brutal manner. And you probably didn't catch it because you weren't at home Saturday night because you have a life. Maybe you were out enjoying nightlife on Saturday night, or maybe you weren't tuned into C-SPAN like I was. But Colin Jost went after it, as they say. And this clip isn't getting played on the mainstream media. This clip is going to be buried. I don't think you're going to hear a lot of this, and you'll hear it here, of course. This is Saturday night. As I said, I think this is probably the overlooked clip. And there are a couple of important things in here. I want to go through them with you.
It's also wonderful to be back in Washington. I love being in Washington. The last time I was in D.C., I left my cocaine at the White House. Luckily, the president was able to put it to good use for his State of the Union.
Right there, I stopped it and went, oh my God, he went to the cocaine. And he went to the fact that Joe Biden was all hopped up on something. I thought it was Red Bull and Prevagen. That was my estimate in terms of what they gave Joey before he went out for the State of the Union. By the way, did he get that bump yet? We'll check the polls later. And I'm not talking about the bump. You know what I mean. But Colin Jost continues.
I'm kidding, of course. The president doesn't call it cocaine. He calls it high-speed rail.
Another well-crafted joke that slams Joe Biden for being obsessed with spending taxpayer money, taxpayer dollars, on unnecessary high-speed rail. We just broke ground on a project to take people from Las Vegas to Los Angeles via high-speed rail. Amtrak currently operates, I think it is 48 or 50 lines in the country. Government railroad, passenger railroad. 48 or 59 lines in the country, and none of them make money. They'll tell you the Acela Corridor, which goes from D.C. to Boston and back, the alleged high-speed rail, it's really not. They tell you that makes money, but every other line doesn't. It is a money suck, and in many cases, a time suck. But Joey wants to be known as the train, the railroad president. Kind of a 19th century thing, I guess. It's a retro thing. But they broke ground last week on that high-speed rail, which is why Colin Jost brought that joke in. It covers 2 points, the rail of cocaine and the high-speed rail. Mayor Pete was out there digging the dirt. There's more from College Host.
Woo, that's good.
Yeah, somebody at a table near this recording went, woo, that's good. So one of the reporters or one of the network people thought that was pretty good.
By the way, can you blame the guy for turning to cocaine? He must be exhausted, orchestrating 4 separate trials against his rival, rigging the Super Bowl, and gearing up to steal a second election. Wow.
Now, that's an interesting bit of comedy right there. Note the uncomfortable nature of the White House Correspondents' Dinner audience right there. And this is what I listen for, not just the content of the jokes, but the reaction of the audience. Comedians who really don't care about the people in the audience, but just care about the comedy. And we'll get to comedy later because Jerry Seinfeld came out and made a pretty powerful statement this weekend. He also has a movie opening. So people are saying, gee, why is Jerry Seinfeld suddenly so brave? He's trying to sell his movie. Follow the money. But we'll get back to that. Colin Jost. In one of his punching moments, he was sending out a flurry of jabs. And these were targeted mostly at Biden. He gets a little dig at Donald Trump. But pay attention to the audience reaction, or lack thereof.
Against his rival, rigging the Super Bowl, and gearing up to steal a second election. Wow.
Listen to that. Almost crickets in the room. It really was interesting to me. I give the guy props for being able to do that. The other part, if you're watching this on video later, if you go online and you look for the White House Correspondents' Dinner, and you can scroll through all the garbage. And I know scholarships being awarded isn't garbage, but it's not entertainment. We're talking entertainment here. If you scroll through all of that stuff and go to Colin Jost's performance, watch what the camera does as well. Because when he is ripping Biden, the camera kind of zooms in on Joe, and now it's late in the evening. This was near the end of the White House Correspondents' Dinner presentation. They had the rubber chicken dinner. Then they had the scholarships and the little trophies handed out. And then up comes Colin. So it's now late in the evening for Joe. And I don't think he had anything on the schedule yesterday. I didn't see anything on the press pool travel schedule today. I know there's something tomorrow. There were just a couple of things on the schedule, because remember, Joey had a late night Saturday night. But I give him big props for actually being able to look at the leader of the free world and make jokes like he made. He also said something like, I had to be here to see if I could see which strings Obama is pulling. It was a from a comedy standpoint, as a guy who appreciates laughter, I thought this was a really strong performance. It wasn't a butt-kissing night, which so often happens at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. It's almost on the level of what we would call a Ricky Gervais performance. If you're a fan of comedy, you know who Ricky Gervais is. You understand he doesn't care. He doesn't care about the people who paid him to do his job. He just wants to get to the funny, and he doesn't care whose feelings he hurts. You disagree with me? You're welcome to weigh in. We'll talk about some of the things Joe Biden said. This was also on the heels of a very surprising interview that Joe Biden did, an hour and 15-minute interview that the President of the United States gave to Howard Stern, no longer a shock jock, former shock jock Howard Stern, now just a muffin. He's just a soft, freshly baked muffin. Couple old white guys who've made racist and sexist comments in the past, talking to each other for an hour and 15 minutes and making up stuff. We'll get to that and so much more today. There's a little fun on the show today. We'll talk college. We'll talk John Fetterman. Surprising. They may kick him out of the Democrat Party. They might. It is Mike Opelka. That's me. O-P-E-L-K-A. It's not Michael Pelka. It's Mike Opelka in for my buddy Rob Carson right here on a Monday on the Rob Carson Show. It is 24 minutes after the hour of the Rob Carson Show on this Monday. Mike Opelka, my name. I'm the guest host du jour as Rob is on a break. Happy to be here. Thrilled to be here. No Trump trial action today. Donald Trump will be on the campaign trail. Good for him. Going to Michigan and Wisconsin, reportedly, in just about 2 weeks. On the 11th of May, he's going to do a rally in Jersey, down in the Jersey Shore in Wildwood, New Jersey. You East Coasters know what I'm talking about. That's where Jeff Van Drew, the guy who switched, who had his brain switched on from Democrat to Republican, is going to be kind of the host there, doing good work, I think, in the House, Jeff Van Drew. When we left, we were talking briefly about the White House Correspondents' Dinner. I'm still kind of miffed at some of the visuals that were going on. Some of the stuff I saw. The president of the White House Correspondents' Association, outgoing president, Kelly O'Donnell, I thought looked very dignified and very classy as she sat next to the president. She had her gown on, and it was, as many have called it, the nerd prom, was all dressed up and giggling appropriately, and I'm sure passing bon mots back and forth with the president as he was having a salad and a rubber chicken dinner. But the next president of the White House Correspondents' Dinner was sitting next to Kamala Harris. And when I first saw this person standing in front of the main table, the head table, if you will, I thought, wait a minute, is this cat part of an entertainment segment of the show? Is there going to be a band? Because it looked like this guy was wearing something that the 1980s Kool and the Gang would wear on stage when they were singing "Celebrate Good Times," and then somebody goes, "No, that's the new president of the White House Correspondents' Association." And by the way, he checks two boxes. He's a member of the LGBTQ community, an openly gay man, and he is a person of color. And I thought, well, isn't that the most Democratic Party 2024 thing you've ever heard? Just amazing. And I'm not even going to give the guy any props. MSNBC spent about 4 minutes over the weekend with this guy on Sunday, just kissing his tuchus. Just, oh, how wonderful it is. Finally, we have an openly gay man of color. Nothing about journalism. Nothing about his bona fides. Nothing about the ability to do the job, to uphold the fine standards that journalism requires. No, no, it was all about checking a box or two. And this administration knows a lot about checking the boxes and how people who check enough boxes can't be fired even though they are incompetent. And yeah, I'm looking at two offices, two people on that dais. Corinne Jean-Pierre, KJP, checking more boxes. She's bulletproof, man. She's got a Kevlar wall of DEI around her. Doesn't matter what she says. And, of course, Kamala. Kamala, who spent some time on a talk show, spent some time with Drew Barrymore on apparently a daytime talk show that I have never watched, and I watched a clip about it. And we're going to have to share that clip with you because it points out some of the insanity. And I will tell your liberal friends, a vote for Joe Biden is a vote for President Kamala Harris. Because if you watch Joey, you know he's not going to make it. I was worried he wouldn't make it through this first term. And then we'd be stuck with Kamala Harris for God knows how many quarters. And we need to talk about the first 13 quarters of this guy's administration, too, because, the report card came in this weekend. And I'm sure they were drawing straws at CNN this past weekend. No, you talk about it. I'm not going to talk about it. You talk about it. No, I've been here longer. You have to talk about it. I'm not going to say that. Yeah, the new CNN polling data. If you had to go out on camera and read the numbers, you knew it was going to go viral. and not in a good way, in kind of a North New York State entitled district attorney avoiding the police kind of a way. That's another story we'll get to. That's called a tease. So much to get to today. You're welcome to join the conversation. 800-922-6680. It is Mike Opelka. That's me in for Rob Carson on the Rob Carson Show. Let's go.
Hey guys, it's Carson. Our money loses value every year due to inflation. In fact, the dollar has lost over 98% of its value relative to gold. What if you could earn income in gold, which can't get inflated away, instead of dollars? Monetary Metals does just that. They offer the ability to earn income in gold, growing your total ounces over time by leasing or loaning your gold to qualified gold-using businesses. Earn 2 to 5% annually on your gold while supporting qualified businesses in the gold industry. Or if you're an accredited investor, you could earn even higher yields, double digits, in their gold bond offerings. You can open an account directly on Monetary Metals website in less than 15 minutes. Fund your account by purchasing gold directly from Monetary Metals at less than 1% over spot, or you can use gold you already have. They provide free shipping and insurance and free storage and insurance for any metal in your account. Opt out of the dollar, central bankers, fiat currency, the corrupt financial system, and get your own personal gold standard with Monetary Metals. Visit monetary-metals.com/Carson for more information. Again, monetary-metals.com/Carson for more information or to get started opening your account.
The Rob Carson Show podcast is everywhere. Go to newsmax.com/listen for details.
I see a future of the planet.
Yeah. Yes, go on. Go on, sir.
I see a future of the planet.
Okay, we have more than one. Just to let you know, we happen to live on this one, but there's a bunch of planets. Mike Opelka in for Rob Carson on the Rob Carson Show on this Monday. And just reviewing all of the madness of the weekend. We're in the middle of, maybe near the end of the White House Correspondents' Dinner wrap-up. But there was so much going on. We'll get to what happened on campuses around the country, ongoing unrest on campuses around the country. I'm hoping history will be put back in the curriculum on most Ivy League college campuses, because apparently it's not. And we'll talk about that. John Fetterman continues to surprise. And it just shows you, I believe that the brilliant design, the heavenly design of our bodies and our brains allows for healing. And I think John Fetterman is proof of that. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about what's going to happen with Mr. Trump going forward as the lawfare continues against Donald Trump. No court date today, which means this is kind of interesting. And this is really going to be difficult for CNN and MSNBC and any of the left side of the mainstream media with no court for Donald Trump today. CNN and MSNBC actually have to look for stories. They have to try and do the journalism. I mean, thank goodness they get the mainstream media talking points memo sent to them by the DNC. But usually they are camped outside of the Lower Manhattan Courthouse or outside of Trump Tower. And they follow the motorcade of the former president down to Lower Manhattan, and then they have chairs set up outside the courtroom, outside of the courthouse, where they're opining on just what a horrible, terrible man he is. Never mind the fact that there's no legal reason for him to be there. We'll talk about lawfare coming up. I've honestly prayed for a drenching rainstorm to hit, just as every MSNBC and every CNN reporter goes for their stand-up. I know Fox and Newsmax are out there too. Other reporters are out there. But it just always makes me laugh when I see how much obsession there is with the left side of the mainstream media, how nutso they are, how they've totally lost any objectivity. And, you know, you wonder, well, I guess it's because they get instructions from the President of the United States at things like the White House Correspondents' Dinner. It was after 10 o'clock at night, so you can understand why Biden was maybe not completely connected. Although, again, Red Bull, Prevagen, kind of a powerful combination when you deliver it to an 80-plus-year-old man. Biden called on journalists, actually, to rise up. He wanted them to get involved. And, of course, he invoked January 6th, you know, had to throw that out there because that's what they do. And, by the way, sidebar, ADD sidebar, January 6th, we still have not gotten all the videos released. Why has anyone been allowed to go to trial when there is evidence being withheld? But let's get back to the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Joe Biden delivering some of his remarks. It was almost 10:30 at night.
Move past the horse race numbers and the gotcha moments and the distractions, the sideshows that have come to dominate and sensationalize our politics. And focus on what's actually at stake. I think in your hearts you know it was at stake. The stakes couldn't be higher. Every single one of us has a role to play, a serious role to play, in making sure democracy endures, American democracy. I have more of my role, but with all due respect, so do you. In the age of disinformation, credible information that people can trust is more important than ever. And that makes you, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, makes you more important than ever. So tonight, I'd like to make a toast. To a free press, to an informed citizenry, to an America where freedom and democracy endure, God bless America.
Now, those words, they're pretty darn good, as long as he means them. We go back not that long before this, less than 2 days earlier. Joey was sitting with Howard Stern, and he was telling lies. He was spreading disinformation and misinformation. Not a joke, folks. Not a joke. This is the guy who has avoided the mainstream media, avoided the press, as it were, for most of his presidency. We know the press conferences are scripted. We know the people who get to ask questions have been pre-selected and pre-screened and warned, if you stray from this, you are never going to be back here again asking a question. But there he is trying to tell everybody, well, we gotta have a free press here, or our democracy is at stake. Our country, as we know it, is going to never have another free and fair election. What a concept. Free and fair elections. Guy got 81 million votes, right? That's the guy. That was the guy that got that. And yet he was up there spreading disinformation himself. Misinformation himself.
He is their revenge and retribution. When in God's name have you heard of another president say something like that? And he promised a bloodbath when he loses again. We have to take this seriously.
Yes, we do. And by doing so, we have to say he talked about a bloodbath in the automotive industry if you keep forcing car companies to have electric vehicles as the only choice, which is the dream of the leftists and the globalists. I'm a recovering electric car owner. I drove for 3.5 years daily an electric car, not because I was saving the planet, because it was fun, it was cool, it had a lot of high-tech stuff, but it's not a good thing. It's bad for the planet, bad for the environment, it's bad for your wallet. It's more expensive to operate. In my experience, it eats tires. You can't recycle the batteries. It's more expensive to insure than an internal combustion engine. But this is guy out there. He's the guy out there spreading the disinformation, misinformation, like stuff like that. He also did it in his discussion with Howard Stern. As I said, it was less than 2 days earlier, a day and a half before.
I learned a lot, and I made a lot of friends.
Did you ever save anyone's life when you were a lifeguard? Was anyone ever drowning? You did?
Yeah, well, half a dozen times, usually younger kids, you know. But you
do the thing with the whistle and then jump in the bathing suit? And
you got it.
No kidding.
Yeah, it was a big pool. There were seven lifeguard stands.
Wow. See, that would define my. I would brag about that everywhere I went.
Well, by the way, I did it up in Lake Ontario too when I was in law school. But look, one of the things that
You saved a dude's life when you were in law school. You were still doing the lifeguard thing.
Lifeguards. I mean, you know, people just need help sometimes. I mean, it's not like it's so.
Yeah, a little breathing room, you know, so they could breathe underwater. That's a giant lie. That's as big a lie as Uncle Bosey getting eaten by cannibals. Uncle Bosey died heroically serving our country. He didn't get eaten by cannibals. Otherwise, you would have heard that story before. He didn't wait all his life to tell the Uncle Bosey story. Same thing with saving six people. Don't you think that Joe Biden, when he was telling the stories about Corn Pop at the pool in Wilmington, Delaware, that he would have talked about how many lives he saved there because he could have been seen as the man who rescued the children of the public pool in Wilmington, Delaware. He's railing about disinformation and misinformation at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, how important it is for the journalists to get involved and expose the lies of these politicians, and then he's out there spreading lies.
I got put on that 10 most eligible bachelor's list.
Because you were a United States senator, you were a catch.
And a lot of lovely women, but women would send very salacious pictures, and I just give them to the Secret Service. I thought somebody would think I was... And I just...
That's a lie. Yeah, tragically, his first wife died in a horrible car wreck, lost his daughter, and his two sons were also injured horribly. A young Joe Biden, young Senator Joe Biden, had his life turned inside out by that tragedy, but he wants to turn it into the fact that he's a player. He's now in the 10 most eligible bachelors of D.C. list. He's got some swagger, doesn't he? No! Never heard that story before. There's no evidence of a 10 most desirable D.C. bachelors with Joey Biden on it. Does not exist. And, by the way, you don't have Secret Service protection as a member of the Senate. So, again, Bravo Sierra. Just a truckloads of Bravo Sierra. And, of course, the mainstream media never pursues these questions, never pursues these statements, these claims from Joey Biden. No. But if it was Donald Trump, and yes, I'm playing the whataboutism thing. If it were Donald Trump, this would be just 24/7. He lied about saving lives. What kind of a man lies about saving lives? What kind of a man brags about being the most eligible bachelor in D.C. while he's still mourning the death of his wife? Well, Joe Biden does that, even though there's no proof that list existed. But wait, there's more.
And I looked at my mom. I said, honey, you haven't said anything. She said, Joey, let me remember. True story. She said, remember when they were desegregating Linfield, the neighborhood, and it was, 70 homes built at one suburbia? And I told you, and there was a black family moving in, and there was people were down there protesting. I told you not to go down there, and you went down. Remember that? And you came, got arrested, be standing on the porch with a black family.
Right.
And they brought you back, the police. And I said, yeah, Mom, I remember that.
Only that didn't happen. That did not happen. Joe Biden's the guy who talked about not wanting his kids to go to a racial jungle when the schools were being segregated in Wilmington, Delaware. That never happened. That's a story that only happened in his head. And the mainstream media won't stand up. He's asking you to stand up and defend the truth and journalism and the American democracy. They won't. They will not. There's a mountain of these kinds of lies. It is irritating, is it not? Yes, it is. It's the Rob Carson Show, by the way, and I have a question for you. It's Mike Opelka in for Rob on the Rob Carson Show. Are you tired of the woke news services like Netflix, Disney Plus, Hulu, and the others? Then you need to get Newsmax Plus. It is the fastest growing streaming service in America. With Newsmax Plus, you'll get the Newsmax channel, Newsmax 2, that's our newest network. Watch great shows like Rob Schmidt, Greta Van Susteren, Greg Kelly, Eric Bolling, and more. You get real news, informed opinion, the most cutting-edge analysis from Dick Morris, Carrie Lake, Alan Dershowitz, Mike Huckabee, Victor Davis Hanson, and many more. President Trump says Newsmax Plus is terrific. Bypass big media. Get the Newsmax channels. Great documentaries with like people like actor John Voight and many, many more. We even cover live all the big Trump rallies, never censoring President Trump like the big networks. So start your free trial today. And yes, it costs nothing to start. Close your eyes. You'll see what it costs. Nothing. Go to NewsmaxPlus.com to register. Download the app. Start watching. NewsmaxPlus.com to register. Millions are watching Newsmax. Be one of these millions. Go to NewsmaxPlus.com today. Opelka, in for Carson on the Rob Carson Show. It is 52 minutes after the hour, the first hour flying by, the Rob Carson Show with me, Mike Opelka. I'm on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, but you can see the news stories that catch my attention at pureopelka.com. I post them every morning around 6 o'clock East Coast time, and it's my view of the world, and then I'm filling in on radio around the country for people. We have things we need to get to today, and we will discuss the Kristi Noem story because it is an important story, and it's also a surprising story. And you might be surprised to hear my opinion on that story. So I want you to make sure you're back here for the next hour. We'll talk about what the governor of South Dakota has said. There also is an update to the New York attorney story. One of the members of the New York Attorney General's office was chased by police after she drove 55 through a 35 zone and didn't want to stop, and called the chief of police while she was being followed by an officer and told the chief of police to call off the officer. And now she's actually deleted her entire social media presence. Interesting. I wonder what she's got to hide. We will get to that story. It's kind of a funny story. It's a Schadenfreude moment, is it not? Schadenfreude. That's the joyful experience we get when we see the misfortune of others, especially when they're Democrats. Robert Kennedy Jr. and Bill Maher were debating vaccines over the weekend. We have to talk about that. Bill Maher also had a Schadenfreude moment for me when he took Don Lemon to the mat. Not that way, please. Don Lemon's a newlywed. Let's not smear Don Lemon here or cast aspersions on his new marriage. But he took him to the mats on his privilege, because Don Lemon wants to be a victim on every level, every single day. And I have to appreciate when another liberal like Bill Maher takes him out. And he did it in under a minute. So we will get to that as well. And, of course, there is more out of D.C. I promised you, I teased you this first hour with some of the craziness from John Fetterman, the Democrat senator from Pennsylvania, who looks like his brain is healing itself. Apparently, the brain can heal and rewire and fix liberalism after a stroke. We'll get to that. The polling data from CNN, the new betting odds on the vice president choice for Donald Trump. And we mentioned Kristi Noem. She's obviously still on the list, but you have to look all the way over the edge down there. Wait, there she is. Yeah, she used to be up near the top. She's now way, way, way down there. And you guys know why. And I want your opinion on it. So you're going to have to weigh in on it. So we got polls. We got the update from the college campuses, where if you're looking for a tent, slightly used, I think you know to go to your local college campus protest and maybe stand outside, and you'll be able to score one of those expensive tents that you see on the quad at Columbia or at USC or any major college campus. And you'll be able to get a great deal on a barely used, barely slept in liberal tent. You just have to smudge it to get all the wokeness out of it. It's so much more. It's going to be a jam-packed hour, and you should be a part of it. 800-922-6680. It's Mike Opelka. That's me in for Rob Carson on The Rob Carson Show.
AM Hey guys, it's Carson. You know, everybody knows the next medical crisis just around the corner, whether it comes in the form of a pandemic or something more mundane like a tick bite, you and your family need to be prepared. That's where the Wellness Company comes in. The Wellness Company and their doctors are medical professionals that you can trust, and their new medical emergency kits are the gold standard when it comes to keeping you safe and healthy. Be ready for anything. This medical emergency kit contains an assortment of life-saving medications, including ivermectin and Z-Pak. From anthrax to tick bites to COVID, even a bioweapon like a plague, the Wellness Company medical emergency kit is exactly what you need to have on hand to be prepared. Rest assured knowing that you have emergency antibiotics, antivirals, antiparasitics on hand to make sure you and your family are safe from whatever the globalists throw at us next. Go to www.twc.health/Carson. Again, twc.health/Carson today and order. That's twc.health/Carson and use the promo code Carson to save 10%.
It is the Rob Carson Show. Mike Opelka in for Rob. Did I mention that Don Lemon got shown a little bit of reality from Bill Maher over the weekend? Yes, he did. Don Lemon trying to play the victim card, and Bill Maher just delivering a soft couple of punches. Knockout punches, though.
I'm not minimizing what's going on, but it teaches some of these students to deal with discomfort, right?
Yeah, that's good.
Right. I mean, it does, right?
Too.
But this
you
is
mean the tent, living in the tent.
Well, living in the tent, and also listen, I'm different than you guys. You know, I'm a black gay man, so I live in uncomfortable spaces all the time. And I think that is a good lesson for college students. Again, I'm not saying
what's going on.
What do you mean? What's going on?
Well, you say uncomfortable spaces.
Well, it's uncomfortable. Everything. College is not a comfortable place. You learn.
No, but you say you live in these spaces.
Yeah, I live in these spaces.
Just tell me what.
Well, I'm often the only person of color in the room, especially in.
There's only three of us
spaces.
Here.
Yeah.
Come on.
I love it. Bill Maher dealing a little reality to Don Lemon. Second hour just around the corner. Opelka in for Carson.
WCBM.